Welcome to
12 Tribes of Israel
Congregation. Our
telephone number is
888-447-1695.
You can email us
at scribe@riseisrael.com.
Visit us at 12t.co.
A month ago, we celebrated what's called Memorial Blowing of Trumpets, which is one of the greatest feast days that the Heavenly Father gave us because it teaches us preparation, how we must prepare ourselves in advance, not only to keep the high holy days that are coming, but it's also teaching us how to prepare for the second coming of Christ. When you look at those feast days, you'll see the prophetic meaning of each one, that it was also given for historical purposes, meaning the origin was because of some event that happened back then, but also to teach us how it affects us in the future and what we should do. So now, the reason I'm talking to you about the Memorial Blowing of Trumpets is because within this chapter that is about that day, we learned the great lesson that the laws of Moses are actually the laws of God. This is one of my favorite chapters to go over during the Feast of Memorial Blowing of Trumpets, because it actually teaches us how to keep it, and not only keep that particular Sabbath, but how most of the feast days are supposed to be held. So in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 1, it says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man." That's a beautiful statement. It shows how the children of Israel were not divided. Those that were coming back from captivity in Babylon and in Persia and in Assyria were gathering themselves together into Jerusalem, and they were not different groups like how you read in the so-called New Testament or how it is today. They were as one man. And that one man, we know that we're all supposed to be like, is Christ. That's how the nation of Israel is supposed to come together, like those Power Rangers or Voltrons or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're all supposed to form that one man. Some brothers are supposed to be the arms, some supposed to be the heads, some supposed to be, you know, the feet. But at the end of the day, we're all important, because without that piece of the body, we cannot stand. Without that piece of the body, we cannot work and function as that one man. So the people back in that time had that understanding. They were gathered together. They knew how precious their people were. So they gathered together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. So instead, they met in the street to learn the scripture. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe. So Ezra was not the high priest, but he was so righteous and so well prepared in the scriptures that the people looked to him for leadership, even though he did not have the high title of the high priest. Showing you, brothers and sisters, a person doesn't necessarily have to have a title to be influential among the people, even though there's nothing wrong with having a righteous title. So Ezra the scribe, they spoke to him to bring the book of the law of Moses. To bring the book of the law of Moses. To bring the book of the law of Moses. So a lot of our people, like we went over times past, that they have a problem if you pull out a scripture out of the law of Moses. They go, no. That's Moses back then. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. And they might even associate you with the Pharisees if you tell them that they got to keep the laws. So it says, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. So, but look at the last part of this verse. Who gave the law of Moses? It told you right there. The Lord gave it to the children of Israel. He commanded it. He said, you must do it. Now, if we jump in the chapter to verse 8, it says, so they read in the book in the law of God. In the law of God. Hold on, I thought it was the law of Moses. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly. Distinctly meaning that they read in a way that, first of all, it wasn't dead. They had spirit when they were explaining the scriptures, and they emphasized the words to make it understood. It says, and gave the sense, meaning explained it, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshathah, which means governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. So the people were crying because they heard laws that they did not know. And they were sorrowful that they were breaking them. So they had a repentant spirit. Verse 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Reminding them that the law said that the days that we keep that are holy days, the Sabbaths, are days of joy and gladness. They're days where we send gifts and help the poor and prepare for each other. Isn't that a great scripture that taught us that the laws of Moses is the laws of God? Now that we understand that, let's go to the book of Joshua 23 and verse 6. Joshua 23 and verse 6. Because when we come to this understanding, what do we do with it now? Do we just go, oh, that's interesting. The laws of God is the same thing as the laws of Moses. Well, I guess I got to reject the laws of God then. Is that what he means? Because all this time you've been rejecting the laws of Moses. So now you're going to be like, well, you know, it's now God's law. So, okay, I'm still not going to do it. Is that what you're going to say? Joshua 23 and 6 says, be therefore very courageous. Because a lot of times our people think, oh, it's so hard to keep them. When the scriptures tell you it's not. The laws of God are not hard to keep. Oh, but what about you telling me I can't work on the Sabbath? What am I going to do? Have courage. Have faith. To keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. That ye turn not aside, therefore, to the right hand or to the left. Meaning, don't go changing any of the laws. Don't pick and choose which ones you're going to do like this is a menu. Keep all the laws of the Heavenly Father. Have courage. Find a way to please the Most High. Because that's what is called faith. And you won't have a problem doing so if your mindset is right. Romans chapter 7 verse 22 says this. It says in Romans 7 and 22, for I delight. The word delight means I enjoy. It brings joy. I delight in the law of God. So what that shows us is what? What Nehemiah said, and the priests and the Levites and Ezra to the people, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that's true. You will have courage and strength if you find joy in the laws. But if you are a person that wants to continue living the lifestyle of a sinner or of a heathen, rejecting your heritage and your salvation, then you're going to be like, ah, I don't know about this law. I don't know about that law. And you'll start making excuses according to what you want to do. For I delight in the laws of God after the inward man. Inside, you have to have that spirit. And even if you have to war for a moment against your own spirit, meaning against your flesh, so that you could become obedient, do so. But learn how to love the laws of God. Jumping up in the chapter, it says in verse 12, wherefore the law is holy. This is the way you got to think about them. The laws are holy. They are pure. They came from God who is pure, who is holy. The commandment is holy and just and good. With that, I want to give all praise and honor to the Heavenly Father. I hope this will help you, brothers and sisters, take a step further into keeping the laws of the Most High and not be afraid to honor Him and obey Him. Shalom.